The Middle Way, The Story of Buddhism by Jinananda.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The life of the Buddha is the story of a man. Siddhartha was a human being like you or I. He was not, of course, an ordinary human being, and in this too he was like you or I. He was as distinct and separate from us as we are from each other. The extra difference in a Buddha, in anyone who attains what the Buddha attains, is that he no longer experiences his own essential difference, his own separateness. The sense of our separation from one another, of being trapped in our own separate universes, is the very taste of human existence, and it is what Siddhartha tasted. We know this is our world, because we have all looked beyond it, and some of us have even stepped out of it for a dizzying, dazzling moment. But the Buddha walked out of that separate universe and never returned. What he and those who followed him tasted was the taste of freedom. Since the 1960s, there has been an unprecedented explosion of interest in Buddhism in the West. It is not just that a lot of people actually practice Buddhism. There have always been plenty of those, at least up till recently in East Asia. But in the West, a lot of people simply like the idea of Buddhism. Some people feel able to call themselves Buddhists without practicing it or indeed knowing anything about it at all. They have just absorbed something of the message of Buddhism.